Paul, I didn't know this was actually going to work out today.
That's right. You never know when the Hometown Sounds podcast is going to sneak up and attack.
Like a bear shark.
That's right. I'm Paul Vodra.
I'm Tony Pareko.
And this is Hometown Sounds. back to the Hometown Sounds podcast. That was Bear Shark kicking off the show this week. That was the lead-off track from their final EP. They did two EPs, and that was their EP before they broke up. The EP is called Canyon Lands, and that track was called Island in the Sky. That is a instrumental project that was originally created by Alan Kayanon and Ben Rowney. And I saw their final show, which was at the Rock and Roll Hotel. It was a few weeks ago. And a phenomenal show. Really, really good.
I am bummed out I missed that. It has been a minute since I had last seen Bear Shark, and actually the only time I saw them. They played right after my band at Artomatic 2012, and I was still kind of fresh to DC music. Bear Shark came up wearing masks and were just really fun about this sort of out there instrumental music. You know, I'd always seen them around that they were playing shows afterwards, and I was like, yeah, I'll see them again. And then they broke up, and it's been a sad few weeks for me.
Yes, it was a sad May. There were a lot of bands that called it quits in May. It was a little weird to be at an EP release show that was also like the final show ever, and you could tell that people were into the older songs from the, I believe, the Gorilla Defense EP that came out back in 2011. And, you know, people wanted to be into the new songs, but they were just hearing them for the first time, maybe. And then it was over. And it was clearly emotional for the people in the band. And so I would tell you to get into them and follow them, but that's it. But definitely go to their Bandcamp and buy that EP. Be on the lookout for more stuff from those guys. I know Alan is quite a prolific musician around town, plays drums for Margo McDonald, and I see him everywhere.
All right, that was kind of a downer of a start to the show.
It was.
So let's move now to some music from someone who just put out a record, and his act is still alive and kicking.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Avery, of which you attended his release show last night, Paul.
That's right. We're recording this on Sunday, June 22nd, and last night, Saturday night, June 21st, Derek Avery did his EP release show for Down to the Wire. And I think, actually, the EP comes out on Tuesday, because even though everything's digital these days, there's still this, you know, old record store. All the new stuff comes out Tuesdays.
So wait, was the record not available for purchase last night?
Oh, it was. You know, and that a lot of people will do that. A lot of people say, well, you know, the album doesn't come out until Tuesday, but we are selling them tonight. So there were a lot of people who purchased them last night.
That's good to hear.
And it was a fantastic show.
Cool. Yeah, I lamentably could not go. My girlfriend and I had previously purchased tickets to The Nine at 9:30 Club. You know, it's Saturday night is a standing date night for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm very cognizant of the things that she does and, you know, the things that she wants to go to.
Yeah.
And, you know, I try not to drag her to too much shop. No slight to Derek and company. I just couldn't be there.
Yeah. Well, plus, you know, we got to fan out. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
We got to divide and conquer.
These weekends have been killing me because there's just multiple shows on weekend nights, and you can't get to everything.
No, never.
So this is a song, a track called So Hard.
Yes.
I like it a lot.
It's good. You know, what I like about Derek, It's rock. I mean, how would you categorize, genrefy Derek Avery?
Well, very clearly rooted in pop punk.
Yes.
But this new EP is, in his own words, and I frankly agree with him, especially eclectic. There's a lot of subgenres covered.
Yep.
I asked him if that was intentional,
mm-hmm.
and I say asked him because we're going to have an interview piece forthcoming with him. I met up with Derek last week. We met at Loving Hut, which is a vegan restaurant in Falls Church.
I didn't even know about that.
It's really good.
Wow.
I got myself a really nice vegan banh mi sandwich.
Ooh.
And I wasn't missing the meat at all. Like, if you got those spices in there, like, your bases are covered.
Nice.
So, yeah, that was all good. And it was a good interview. And it's going to be out soon. So be on the lookout for that.
Nice. And I know that, you know, Derek, I saw him and his band of Misanthropes, I believe, back in February.
Oh, for the
yes.
when they covered Dookie,
yes,
in its entirety for IOTA's classic album series.
Yes, and it was so much fun. It was fantastic. But I also love that that Derek has the singer-songwriter in him as well.
That's true.
Just finished a 3-month tour with Miss Siobhan and Yuma Ray, and that is, you know, Americana. So, you know, he's got a lot going on.
I'm pretty jay that you got to see that Green Day show. Actually, so he put video up of it online, but the audio has been removed due to a copyright infringement claim.
That is what YouTube does.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do your own songs, but ones that are on major labels.
Yeah.
Problems.
Anywho,
yes.
This is So Hard from Down to the Wire.
Nice.
Do enjoy.
You lose it, you're never gonna find it again.
So that was a track from a band called Heavy Lights called Exploder. They just put out a new record this past Monday. It's called Mad Minds. It's available on their Bandcamp page. They are from Frederick, Maryland. We actually had them on the show last year, I think about this time, maybe. I forget, whatever. We've done so many episodes.
That's right.
Frederick has a really solid music scene. I'm a big fan of what they have going on down there. I really love that wiggling guitar line in that song. It makes me think about all the times that I've tickled someone, and they're kind of like trying to, you know, like wiggle away from you, but they're also laughing and sound so happy at the same time. This makes me sound a little creepy, like I go around tickling people. But, you know, it's just what I thought about. It made me, come on. Yeah. Paul, you've tickled someone on occasion, right?
I think perhaps once.
Who was the lucky person?
Who can say?
Probably, you can.
Probably a relative.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you're not into tickling?
No, not so much.
Why?
I'm usually the recipient.
Really?
And I don't really appreciate it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I want to walk across the table and tickle you so bad right now. But instead, we're going to play another song from another great DC band. This band is ROM. Yes, ROM. R-O-M. They used to be called the Dead Women, who we've had on the show before. Mm-hmm. They just changed their name. Smart move. You know, if you Googled the Dead Women, you'd run into some Google images that were a little disturbing at moments.
Wow.
They just put out a new record a couple of weeks ago called Soda Christ. This is a track called Belia. This record, Soda Christ, actually features some vocals from a one Jen Wozner, the singer of the band Y-Oak, who are from Baltimore. Here is Belia.
Pretending, what a time to play, because
That was Laughing Man with a track called Brilliant Colors. They have a new LP coming out towards the end of this summer. It's going to be called Be Black Baby.
And that is coming out on Bad Friend Records, which is the record label of Ryan Little, who is most well known for being the main guy in Taru Taru, who was featured in the Hometown Sounds Showcase at Tropicalia back in December.
That was a good time.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Laughing Man and the previous band you heard, Rom, you can see them both this Sunday on the same bill with my band. We're doing a show at a Spanish restaurant in Adams Morgan, Sunday, June 29th. The restaurant is called Churrería Madrid, and in keeping with the restaurant's name, with the price of admission, you can either get a PBR or a churro. Now, when was the last time you had a churro, Paul?
I have no idea.
What, do you think it was before or after the one time you got tickled?
After. I'm going to go with after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I remember when I was telling you about this show, we were at the lot and we were seeing... Who was there?
Devin Ocampo's new band.
Yeah, The Effects. That's right. And you said that you liked this idea because sometimes at a show you'd rather have dessert than maybe a drink.
Yes, oh, like a brownie sundae at the Black Cat would just be so great.
Yeah, so I feel like it's possible that we are tapping into something big here.
Yes, I mean the 9:30 Club is already getting it started with their cupcakes.
Yeah, I saw those last night. Was tempted, but I was like, I don't even want to look at the price tag. Like the idea of paying like $7 for a cupcake, just yeah. But you know, who knows what's next? The next time we do a show, maybe we'll be handing out cannolis. Creme brulees.
Yum.
Sky's the limit.
Yes. Everybody needs an angle.
Yeah. So, okay, $5, either a PBR or a churro, this Sunday with Black Checker, my band, Laughing Man, and Rom. It would be so fantastic to see you there.
That sounds like a great lineup.
Yeah.
So next on the podcast, we have The Dead Men. This is a new project from Justin Jones, who is very well known on his own. I believe that you saw him last night.
I did. He was with the Nine.
Yes, exactly. So this is a project that he does with Josh Reed, who was in a band called Revival that was around a number of years ago on the Gypsy Eyes record label. And also Justin Hoban. They put out a self-titled EP a few months ago, and this is the lead-off track, and it's called Let Your Fingers Rule.
Your fingers rule your hands. Make your fists make no more plans. Face the wind and shed the rain. Keep peace with pain. Let your friendships last the same. Time corrupts the man.
Thank you.
All right, that was Rail Splitter, and I really am looking forward to saying the name of this track. The name of that track was Orange Pear Apple Bear.
So cute!
That was from a new 7-song EP called Somewhere on Earth that is available on their Bandcamp page. DCS premiered that track a little while ago, and when I saw the name of the band Rail Splitter, it is not what my first image was of what they would sound like.
Well, actually, I was thinking about this on the ride over here today, Paul. I was like, Rail Splitter, I wonder what kind of music that is. I thought, like, well, either rail, you know, like trains, often an Americana kind of thing going on.
Yep.
But then I thought, Rail Splitter, like, that sounds like some kind of nasty Tool that could be, like, a really serious hardcore punk band.
Right.
That's... like, you know, like, I don't know, like Ted Leo's Chisel, for example.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes the name of the band can lead you astray, and you just need to listen to it, and it sounds really good. Drew Butler formed that band back in 2009, moved to New York City in 2011, and played bass with Travis Morrison in the Burleys. Travis Morrison, of course, most well known for being the lead of the Dismemberment Plan. And he moved back to DC in 2013 and reactivated Rail Splitter. And here we are. Mm-hmm. We're going to change gears now and play a new song from CI. CI is a couple of Jamaican brothers who are most well known for singing in Thievery Corporation, but their own band, CI, kind of a mix of funk, soul, reggae, dub. They play every Wednesday night at the 18th Street Lounge. Crazy fun, good time. Their new album is called Knowledge Shine Bright, and that is out on the Fort Knox Recordings label, one of my favorite labels. A lot of great dance, funk, reggae stuff. The song we're going to play is Queen of Sheba, and it features Edie Blue, a singer-songwriter of the soul variety on vocals. So here we go.
See this gown, then you know them I follow them like the Queen of Sheba in the storm river. Come steer up the front, cause you know them I follow them. I'm a fish on the night, me tellin' a fish on the hook. In the land, see this gown, then you know them I follow them. Queen of Sheba in the storm river. Come steer up the front, cause you know them I follow them. I'm a fish on the night, me tellin' a fish on the hook.
No one ever has.
That was a brand new song by one of my favorite bands in DC. That was Honest Holloway with a new single called Eyes on Me, which is the lead-off single for the new EP Perigee that is coming out soon. And you can stream that song from their SoundCloud, but you cannot purchase that, nor can you, I think, even listen to the two remixes that they have for that song, because it's not out yet. The only way that we have it here at Hometown Sounds is because Honest Holloway did a single release show about a week ago, which was an excellent show at Rock and Roll Hotel. And I went, and they had thumb drives. And not just like crappy thumb drives that they got at work or something like that. They have them made. They say Honest Holloway, Eyes on Me. It's like a souvenir.
They're really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And it has three MP3s on it, so there's a whole lot of more room on it when you're done listening to those three MP3s, which are awesome.
Actually, I really think we should take a picture of this thumb drive and put it on the blog post to show you how cool it is.
That is a good idea. It was really cool. And I had gotten a post on the Facebook event that they were going to be thumb drives, so I lingered around and waited for them to appear and took myself home with thumb drives.
Were you lurking?
Yes. I was like, where are these thumb drives? I need to have one of these things. I need the new song.
I'm thinking about a cartoon Paul, like, sniffing around. Like a yeah. I don't know, part Paul, part dog.
That, for DC music that I love, that's, yeah.
You'll sniff.
I'll do that. I'll do what I need to do. So that almost takes us to the end of the Hometown Sounds podcast this week, but I want to remind you that you can subscribe to this podcast in iTunes or your favorite podcasting app. And here's what I want to say. I mean, there's a lot of people who are fans of podcasts in general that subscribe to a bunch and listen to a bunch. But I have gotten some feedback from some people about the Hometown Sounds podcast. They didn't really know how to listen to it, that they were, you know, trying to find it on SoundCloud, or they tried to play it actually on the player embedded in the Hometown Sounds post on their iPhone. I think maybe some people don't understand that these podcasts, you can subscribe to them. You can purchase one of the fine alternative apps like Instacast or Pocket Casts, but Tony listens with the regular Apple Podcast app,
yeah,
which I abandoned a few years ago.
Yeah, it used to be a little wonky.
Oh.
I have not had any issues in a long, long time.
Yeah.
It's like there's a paper boy just like, you know, chucking my podcasts at me every morning.
Yes. It's so great. So if you are a fan of podcasts, number one, if you are listening to this not via podcast form and you think you might like to check this out, then please, by all means, and do this on your mobile device, because that's, I think, how podcasts work best. If you listen to it in the headphones while you're on the metro, if you get a car adapter, either via the FM player or the aux in, if you are lucky enough to have that in your car, and then become a fan of podcasts, because there's so many out there that are great. And if you are already a fan of podcasts, please help someone you know who you think might like podcasts. Download one of these apps, probably just the regular app. Get them set up with a couple of podcasts, and then let the magic happen.
And I really think that one of the biggest favors you can do for someone in your life is to, like, think about something that you see them doing really inefficiently with technology and, like, give them a hand. You know, I do this with my girlfriend with, you know, setting things up for her, like online banking or something.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, whatever it is, it will just improve the quality of their life so much. I know it sounds like I've been talking about my girlfriend a lot on this show. Actually, when I was talking about tickling, I was really talking about, like, all the times I tickle her. But I was like, you know, I just talked about my girlfriend like 5 minutes ago, like about going to the nine. So, but okay, the cat's out of the bag.
There you go. So anyway, you can check us out on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine. All of those are at Hometown Sounds. Nice and easy. No punctuation. Every weekday, we are posting a music video of the day. We've been taking a break from that for a little while, but we are getting back to that ASAP. Check that out and listen to our 24/7 music stream at our website, hometownsoundsdc.com. Don't forget the DC part. Some other jackass has Hometown Sounds, and I can't get it, and it's terrible. And people, sometimes it's like over its capacity, and people think that my website is over. And I'm like, no, no, no. My website is a professional thing. There's no... it will not be down. So you just got to get the URL correct. HometownSoundsDC.com. You can listen to that stream on your iPhone or Android smartphone using the free TuneIn app. If you want to submit DC music to Hometown Sounds, email me at DJ@HometownSoundsDC.com. And to support the musicians you've heard on this podcast, buy their music.
And see them play live.
All over town. One last track for you on this. This is one of my favorite new bands. This is the Bumper Jacksons.
I love that band name. It reminds me of bumper cars. And who doesn't love a good bumper car ride?
You know, like, it's very important to know when someone hears your band name for the first time, what is the image that gets evoked? And I think bumper cars is a really, really good image to go along with the Bumper Jacksons. They played old timesy swing jazz music. It's really fun stuff. They play a lot of swing dances.
Box socials?
Maybe. This is a strange story that I want to try to get out here. So the singer of this band, also the clarinet and kazoo player, Jess Meyer, reached out to me, and we got a beer at one of the 9 shows, actually, at IOTA. And we were sort of talking about music and how we got into it, and I was talking about my band in college. I haven't been in a band, actually, in a while. My silly band in college, which was called Mortal Wombat 2. We loved the Pogues. We had really long hair. It was the 90s. It was rural Ohio. We had an accordion and a guitar, and I played a big trash can, and it was really fun. The singer in that band was Mr. Liam Kelly, who now lives out in Blacksburg, Virginia. And so he plays old-timesy music as Old Man Kelly these days. And I mentioned this to Jess, and she revealed that she got into this style of music when she stayed at Liam's house as an Airbnb.
Whoa!
Yes! And just was inspired by his music, what he had going on, and brought that back and started her own musical journey in this style. And that's a total coincidence. And that's not even a DC coincidence. You know, this is like all over Virginia, Ohio. It was crazy. So anyway, I love when you find these musical connections that go back, you know, for me, 15 years. It's crazy. So their new album is called Sweet Mama, Sweet Daddy, Come In. It's available on their Bandcamp. The song I'm going to play for that is When the Sun Goes Down in Harlem. And this, it's not the title track because the song has a different title, but the chorus of the song goes, Sweet Mama, Sweet Daddy, Come In. I don't know if there's a term for that.
If you know, if there is a word for this phenomenon, please let us know.
It's too long to Google, so I don't know how to find out the answer. So anyway, that was a really long explanation. Let's hear some old times jazz music.
And then we'll see you next time
on the Hometown Sounds podcast.
Those people holler, Sweet Mama, Sweet Daddy, come in. We're gonna have a party, we're gonna invite everybody. Sweet Mama, Sweet Daddy, come in. We'll go pick up at Lulu and bring nothing but yourselves. We got chicken in the fry pan, we got whiskey on the shelves. Oh, when the sun goes down in Harlem, you can hear those people holler, Sweet Mama, Sweet Daddy, come in. Those mamas had them, my babies, my my children coming. Those women holler, ooh, daddy, ooh, sweet papa, coming.